Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Darren Eales Report, presented by Aaron's.
We do it each and every week, guys. Darren Eales, president of R Atlanta United, joins us here on Dukes and Bell. Presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Darren joins us today on the phone, normally in studio with us as we gear up for the last match of the season. We'll talk more about that, but Darren, first and foremost, welcome in. How are you doing today?
Hey, Kyle, yeah, I'm surprised you're back from holidays then.
Yeah, I missed your parents. Mike was telling me what sweet parents you have, man. I'm sorry I missed out on that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah, my mom's still nervous from being on the radio.
That's awesome. I'm glad you got a chance to bring them in and let them see how this thing works. Let's talk about this match. I want to start with Barco. Let's start with some positives. Because Mike and I have been wondering, okay, if we get all of our guys back, and I don't know if we're going to see Joseph or not, and we'll get to that, but Barco gave us something to look ahead to and say, man, those last 30 minutes of the match were very good and encouraging.
Yeah, he looked really sharp, didn't he? To say he'd been out for a while with the injury, I thought he made an instant impact. Look, I mean, the reality is he gives us something different. He drives with the ball. He's got that ability to be the player on the dribble. And I think, you know, it's exciting to see him out there 30 minutes. That'll have done the world of good. And then, you know, hopefully he can get a few more minutes at the game on the weekend. And then we're ready for the playoffs.
Darren, it seemed like we had some golden opportunities somewhere. I know Vasquez had a moment where maybe could have finished better and maybe one more pass to Barco from Pitti. But what was your take? I mean, the chances certainly were there.
Yeah, look, I think there were, you know, firstly on the defensive side, there was a lot more collective team effort in terms of defending in numbers. So I thought that was a much improved performance. You know, on the road, as we know, it's difficult in MLS, but we had our chances. You know, whether it was the Pitti breakaway, you know, the one from Barco that, you know, hit the bar, but really he should have finished that one. You know, we got the VAR call that it was the correct call, but I think we had our chances. I think it was encouraging just to see that we were creating those chances. And, you know, when Barco came on, it made a difference. And, of course, you know, we can get Joseph Martinez back. As we know, he's our goal-scoring machine. So, you know, I think we're in a good place going into the playoffs if we can get all those players back.
It is president of R Atlanta United, Darren Eales, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, as we count down to the end of the season. There'll be a couple of weeks there before the start of the playoffs, which should be good, right? I mean, that gives us a little extra time for training and to get healthy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think in our particular case, given, you know, what happened last week, I think it's great that we've got that extra week to be prepared and get ready for it. So, no, I think it's good. And like I said, you know, with Barco and if we can get Joseph back, you know, in a salary cap league, you've got to have your DPs playing on the pitch. So I think, you know, we're going to be in a good place come the playoffs.
It's kind of funny as Darren Eales joins us here, guys, brought to you on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We were talking back in March and in April, and it was doom and gloom. Finishing the two seed is not too shabby, all things considered.
No, it's crazy, Mike. And I mean, finishing the two seed, if we win on the weekend, we'll have 58 points, which is the most the team's had as defending MLS Cup champions in the history of the league. So it just shows you. You know, I kept telling you guys it's tough to be a defending champion, but you know the reality is we've had a heck of a good season coming off that MLS Cup win. We've already got the US Open Cup, obviously, in the bank and the Campeones.
Right.
And again, you know, we've got the experience of playing in the playoffs in that sort of environment where, you know, if we have to go to NYC FC and get a result, we did that last year. So I think, you know, that's all good for us because we've had that experience. It's very hard to recreate that.
What do you want to see in the final regular season match? For you to go, okay, I feel really good and we're ready. Or maybe you feel that way already, or is there something specific you're looking for?
Yeah, look, I mean, we want to have a great performance just because, you know, that breeds confidence going into the playoffs. And obviously for our fans as well, we want to have a good performance for them to rally behind as we go into the playoffs. So I think that's important that we come out with an energy and with a performance that gives us that confidence. But ultimately, we don't want any injuries and we don't want any red cards that affects us into the playoffs. So it's a bit of a strange game in that respect where, you know, we have got the you know, we have qualified for the playoffs. It's important, that number two seed, as you pointed out, guys. So, again, we need that win because only that win guarantees us the fact that we have that number two spot. And also, you know, with an eye to the West, you know, we want to be able to secure as many points as we can because, you know, things go our way and we are the champions of the East. And if something were to happen to LAFC, we'd love to be hosting the MLS Cup final. So, you know, 3 points are really important to us. I think we've got to go into that expecting and, you know, desiring that win and the 3 points. But, yeah, crossing our fingers that we don't get any injuries too.
And that's a great point, Darren, as Darren Eales joins us, brought to you by Aaron's here. Is LAFC, they are the wonder kids right now. They look a lot like we did last year, and everybody's just giving them, you know, bouquets and roses. They struggle against the Galaxy. They struggle, and they got to prove that they can win these pressure-packed moments because it wouldn't be the first time in American sports, in basketball or baseball, a team is a regular season champ only to blow it in the playoffs.
No, and that's the fun thing about the playoffs this year. I mean, the single elimination, yes, you get an advantage being the home team, but it does mean if something happens, you know, and you have one of those off days, you don't get a second chance to turn it around. So, you know, anything can happen in a one-off game. It's it is something that you can't really prepare for, and as much as you've had sort of regular season games, that playoff is a tough one. And they had it last year, similar to us when we played Columbus. You know, they had a great first season, but they lost at home in their first playoff game, and that was the end of their season. So, you know, it is difficult, and we're going to have the same mindset as well. You know, just because we're the number two seed doesn't mean you're going to win that first game. You know, every game is an absolutely important game that you've got to be focused for.
Darren Eales joining us. Justin Miriam turns down the national team's call-up from Iraq. Do you guys have any say in those decisions? How does that all work? Explain to our listeners who may not be aware, because we've heard this throughout the course of the season of guys getting call-ups.
Yeah, so the club, we don't have any influence in that at all. It's a personal matter. So from the club's perspective, you know, it's an honor to play for the national team if selected, but it's up to the player and their national federation to, you know, determine whether or not they're going to play. So that's something that we leave to the players. And, you know, in this case, I mean, for our perspective, we obviously are glad that Justin's going to be here to be able to prepare for the playoffs, because it's an important part of our season, and it would have been a heck of a lot of traveling for those two games if he had gone on international duty. So, you know, from a personal perspective, I'm quite pleased with that decision.
And as much as we take pride in guys like Miles Robinson getting the call up, because it's, you know, it's obviously it's overdue, I'm kind of glad that Nagby has his mean on for Greg Berhalter, because, you know, I think whether it's a disrespect thing or whatever, I need Nagby well rested for the playoffs.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the fun thing. I mean, like I said, it's an honor for a player to play, and we would obviously never stand in the way of a player wanting to represent his country, and it's great for the profile of the players and, you know, for their sort of development. But, yeah, on a selfish level, the more players we have here under our watch for that crucial two-week period before that first playoff game, the better.
Darren, how much better is this league from when you first started watching it? How much better is MLS?
Oh, I think it gets better every year. I mean, you can look at the, you know, let's take LAFC as an example. You know, they've obviously got a great team. They signed a young player that came from Uruguay to add to Diego Rossi. So, you know, they've got Brian Rodriguez. So they've got some exciting young talent. But then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got Zlatan still banging them in. And if you look at this season alone, you know, you've got Carlos Vela, you've got Ibrahimovic, and obviously Josip with his 15 goals and, you know, running 15 games. So you've got three world-class strikers there scoring goals. So I think, you know, every year it's getting tougher, but that's a good thing. That's what we want. We need the standard to improve because, you know, we are a league that hasn't got to where it wants to get to yet, and we need to improve the product quality every season.
By the way, if you could just tell Arthur if it's okay with him, just turn the Falcons game on when we roll into Mercedes-Benz to catch the end of it before United takes on the Revolution. That'd be awesome on Sunday.
Yeah, no, we'll have it on the TVs around the concourse. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks. Cool.
Good deal. Darren, thanks as always. We appreciate your time. And listen, we got one more match. It means something. We're playing for something. And we get a couple weeks off, guys, and then we got to ramp it up, 17s, and get ready for this playoff run. Darren, thanks so much.
Cheers, guys. Let's get our number two spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.